Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
I think rules suck, but
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fat Boy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
This is how I know I'm getting old. It's when they start talking about 20-year high school graduation, or Ghostbusters is 30 years old.
I know, man.
Great.
Ghostbusters has been here long as me.
There's a Blu-ray collection that's going to be coming out as well. And we were promised an original Ghostbuster this morning to promote this. This is going to be good. Let's all say hello to Mr. Ernie Hudson. Ernie, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
I want to call you Winston. I apologize.
Winston's
it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, you can call me Winston. I'm so some part of me is Winston. Absolutely.
Oh. Fat Boy has a record. He wants to call you Warden Glenn.
Oh, I love Oz.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's another part of me. Yeah.
Boy, so for someone that has been in the movie, not just someone like me that's probably seen it dozens of times, it has to make you feel older to know that this movie is 30 years old now. I mean, it doesn't even seem possible, but when you do the math, it's true. It's been 30 years.
Yeah, it's 30 years. Yeah, 30 years. I guess, you know, I don't really sort of connect to the age thing, you know. And there are guys who I work with, and they've gotten old, really old. And I go, wow, is that, I don't see it. Maybe people don't see it in themselves. And for me, it's just sort of Ghostbusters been like one continuous, it never sort of stopped and then came back. Like maybe a movie I did, and then all of a sudden it comes back out. Ghostbusters is sort of been around all the time, so there was never a period when there wasn't Ghostbusters.
Right.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has come and gone. Ghostbusters has been here pretty consistently for 30 years. And what was it that made it so special? What made it stick? Because there's great comedic talent, a ton of great talent involved, but other projects with you know, equal comparable talent, they didn't still have the staying power that Ghostbusters enjoyed.
Yeah, no, and I think it's funny, because I was at a convention and a guy with a 10-month-old baby had made this perfect little Ghostbuster outfit, and he had to make it because it was so small. And then I asked him if he made it, and his mom stepped up and said, no, she made it for him when he was a baby. Now his baby is wearing it. I think there's something that little kids love the movie, old people. And I say old people, I mean old people really love the movie. So it kind of touched all of us because it deals with a part of our primal fear of, you know, what happens on the other side. And here's a bunch of guys who are kind of cocky, and they show us we can be brave about it and actually capture the ghost or something. I don't know. It's something going on in there that's deeper than just what's happening on the movies.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're speaking with Ernie Hudson right now, of course, Winston from the original Ghostbusters. It's so true. When you look at that movie, you know, if that were happening in real-time America, we would think it was like terrorism. I mean, really, that's what people would think. It's, you know, the level would be pushed up to orange or purple or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. No, it would be. And also, you know, the religious people who talk about God returning. In Ghostbusters, there's God, not quite what we imagine.
Right.
But she comes, you know, she has a turd dolls and all this stuff that's been, you know, part of our, you know, our folklore or whatever. It was there, and it was funny, and it was scary on top of that. We were afraid, and then we laughed about it. And that was, I think that was unusual, you know?
Yeah, I was reading last night, Ernie, about the history of Ghostbusters. A lot of it I already knew, but this is something that I did not know, that when Harold Ramis originally, he and Dan Aykroyd came up with the idea. According to what I read, it says that originally the cast was going to be Belushi, Eddie Murphy, and John Candy, along with Dan Aykroyd. Is that just you know, an old wives' tale, or is that legit that you originally your role would have been cast for Eddie Murphy?
You know, it's there's a lot. Danny had the idea, and if you know Danny, Danny is like really creative. There's a lot of stuff going on, so at some point he might have wanted that to be the case.
Yeah.
But when he got with Ivan Reitman, and Ivan brought Harold in, because Danny had the idea before Harold,
right?
Like Danny and Belushi. And Harold came in, and then when they really sat down, when it really began to happen, I don't think Eddie was ever, he might have been offered it, but I don't think it was ever any kind of, you know, reality to that. But
right.
I think that might have been Danny Aykroyd's ideal cast. John Candy, I'd heard, you know, for the Rick Moranis role.
Yeah.
And yet when I see it, Rick was so perfect for it. Things work out the way, you know, it should. But yeah, at some point, Danny Aykroyd probably, I mean, I see Danny now, and we'll talk about, you know, what he would like to see happen, but
yeah,
it's hard to make that real, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned the conventions. You know, anywhere you go now, you will there's a resurgence with the 80s. You know, our kids of the 80s are getting older now. We have a little maybe extra money to buy things we didn't have when we were kids, and these conventions are huge now for 80s movies. Do you see, like, when this movie is re-released and the new DVD and the Blu-ray and everything comes out, do you see residuals from that as well?
You know, I should see residuals.
Yeah, you
it's
should.
In my contract somewhere, but I don't see anything.
Yeah.
All I see is the fans loving it, and I see, I'm keep going, where's the money?
Yeah.
And there is no money, and no, that's why. You know, Ghostbusters was the hardest movie ever made, and it was the most fun movie ever made.
Right.
It was the hardest movie, not because of anything on screen or anything the guys did, but the studios made this movie very, very painful and difficult for me. For reasons like that. It wasn't anything personal. It was just business. And since I had no power.
Yeah.
So when people run up to me and they're so excited because, you know, they have the Winston doll, I'm looking at it and going, it's not going to show up in my bank account. So,
right. That would make me feel almost negative toward the franchise, even though it kind of propelled
me into
Hollywood.
What makes me love the franchise is that the people love the movie and they love the character. And at some point, you know, it's not about, you know, the studio. You know, I mean, I was a young actor, a new actor, you know, coming out to Hollywood.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be a life-changing thing. It wasn't in that way, and only because of how the studio handled it. But on the other hand, you know, I feel honored to be a part of it, and the fans love it, and that's really kind of cool. But it was hard. It was hard. You know, it was, you know, not being on the original poster, you know,
right.
Not doing the cartoon. And I can go on and on and on. But those are all studio decisions, and, you know, Hollywood's one of those places where it would be a nice thing to do, but Hollywood doesn't do what's nice. And I get that. I mean, I get that as an adult. I get that from a money perspective.
Sure.
But I didn't particularly like it. But what I did like was working with the guys, and what I do like is seeing fans all over the world.
Yeah.
With their backpacks and their ectomobiles. It's not cheap to make an ectomobile.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, and there are Ghostbuster chapters in every major city in this country.
Hmm.
And the studios, you know, with Star Wars and Star Trek, they got behind those movies.
Yeah.
And they sort of controlled it. But Sony hasn't done any. This is all fan-driven. That's amazing.
I want to ask you a personal question. When you hear that Harold Ramis is dead, okay? I mean, I can't imagine. Very close friend. I've read that you credit him in making you a star in your career. Obviously, you're going to mourn that. But when does the when does it hit in, or when does it kick in, that that's the end of the franchise? Like, you've been probably thinking for years, we've got to do Ghostbusters 3. But when you hear that, how long before that part of, you know, real world kicks into you? And do you think that maybe that is the end? Maybe something can happen here.
Well, you know, whenever you, as an actor, they say, are you still acting? I go, well, I finished work Friday, but I don't know if there'll ever be another job again. You know, that's part of what I do.
Yeah.
You know, we actors, you know, you take a job if it's a month, if it's 2 months, if it's 2 days, and then it's over. And then what's next? So, you know, Ghostbusters is done. I'd love to do another one. Maybe it might happen, but I can't live on maybe. I know the only tragedy, well, the only tragedy, but the thing I felt baddest about, the worst about, is Harold Ramis, I know, wanted to do the third movie.
Yeah.
And I know that he and Danny both were really wanting to make it happen. And it didn't happen before he passed, and that's kind of too bad.
Bill Murray didn't want to do it.
Harold had an amazing body of work. Harold just left some great work.
Oh, God.
And I'm so proud of that. And I think he's, you know, he didn't need another Ghostbusters, but it would have been nice.
Well, the fans did.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
The fans did.
The
and
fans
you know what?
Did. Yeah.
We don't want to just say Ernie Hudson, you know, just from Ghostbusters, because I personally think you had a great run from I mean, just a great run of movies I still love to this day, between like Sugar Hill, The Crow, The Cowboy Way, Airheads, Basketball Diaries, Congo, Through the Substitute. That whole run you went on was just epic in terms of movies I like.
Dude, I remember him from Different Strokes and Dukes of Hazzard playing guest starring roles. I was like, that's Winston on Dukes of Hazzard. What's happening here?
Look. Yeah, yeah. No, you know, I like I said, I got no, I'm not, people say, aren't you upset? I go, listen, I've been blessed, man. I have a great life. And, you know, I travel. I just got back from Ireland at the best time in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the south of France. I shot in Montreal. I shot a television series there about a month ago. So my life is fine, you know. I got, it's not, you know, it's never quite what you imagine. But when you reach a certain point in life, you realize that it's been good. It's been a good run.
You've went down in history.
This is it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it. And if it is, that's okay. I'm just glad I was able to bring something to it. Because once again, the studio changed what was originally there, which would have been life-changing to what it was. But even with what it was, it was great, and I'm happy to have been a part of it.
Ernie Hudson, a pleasure to talk to you. Winston, have a good morning, sir.
I love talking to you guys. Good luck with everything.
All right, you too. Thanks, thank you, Ernie. Sir. That was freaking cool, man.
Wow, what a big nice Ernie. Man.
That might have been better than any of the other ones would have been. I mean, he was very honest, very gracious, good dude.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. Ooh. Are you up on your TikTok terms?
Nope.
Well, let me educate you.
I'm American.
On some stuff. Do you have sunshine guilt?
Can I guess?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I want to... Imagine that you have a job or schedule that allows you to be outside versus people who work in big buildings and never get see the light of day. They go in when it's not right. Go ahead. That's not right. I'm losing confidence by looking at everybody's face like, there ain't no way that's what it is. Sunshine guilt.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, it's the regret you feel when you're ignoring a beautiful day in favor of more bedtime.
I mean, this was kind of right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The opposite of.
It really does do something for you. I mean, like doctors and science will tell you. But it's just something about getting out in the sunshine, making you feel better.
It's some of that vitamin D, man.
Truly. I mean, it does.
I would like to see the effects. I've heard people say, look, I was in a bad way, but I started eating better and lost a lot of weight, and like that just completely flipped.
You see what it's doing? I'm eating crazy healthy. I almost said cuss word. Real healthy right now. It's making me fart a lot. Real bad. Bad gas.
They don't seem to be that bad, though.
Ask Paige.
Like they're loud, but are they like rough? Like blowing your hair back? Or does your nose
look? Jed bangs this morning. Now look at it.
Does your face look like you just walked out of a coal mine?
No. Let's go back to the terms. Just like Mr. Poison. About that.
All that fart dust.
Do you ever have bed rotting?
I ain't answering.
That is an infinite state of being a sloth all the time, being kind of lazy, or herkle-durkling.
Herkle-durkle. That sounds like something you can't describe.
Sounds like something in Sweden.
Borger.
It's a Scottish term for staying in bed when it's time to get up.
We don't get out of the bed.
Herkle-durkling.
You're going to lay here all day like a paper decker?
Like that sunshine guilt reminds me of back in the day, having just a real bad hangover and laying on the couch when it's like a perfect 75-degree sunny day outside in the springtime.
Yeah, and you get on social media and you see, oh, we're hiking today. Oh, we're having a picnic up here. It's like, you know what?
Why are you flexing on
me? I was thinking back. I was thinking back to a time like when social media was still burgeoning. At least smartphones were. So it was a time when it was just like my own guilt laying on the couch, knowing it's a beautiful sunny day, looking out the window, and I just feel like hell with a hangover about it.
Serious question.
That's a bad feeling. I don't like that.
Statement.
I haven't been in years.
Get a hammock. I'm serious.
It's great.
I know what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
Man, we're gonna hurt.
You have to have trees.
No, I the one I have mine on is it's on the back deck.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the porch. Fine, I got hooks on the porch.
Already. I used to have the one that was the one that had the stand on it. Messed that
up. It's a big book.
Messed that one up.
I got
sucker folded in on me.
I got hooks for a swing on my porch. I haven't put a swing. I had a glider instead. You hang a hammock from them, fine.
Man, I'm telling you, you get in there, you don't want to leave.
I couldn't leave. That'd be the problem.
You rolled up in the hammock.
You don't want to do that whole America's Funniest Videos thing where you flip on.
Yeah, one of my dogs would jump up on me and flip the thing over. I'd just be spinning.
Yeah, it feels good, though. It does. And it's coming.
Relaxing.
Messy around here today, though.
Oh, you know what looks comfortable is those, like, flat circle-looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of swing.
Yeah, those do look good. You're right.
Yeah.
I'd fall off that, too. Oof. I'm clumsy, man.
Well, this whole thing with sunshine guilt, it was on TikTok with this woman who she indicated that she had sun guilt or sunshine guilt because she didn't want to go anything. It's a perfectly good day.
When's the government going to take away her platform finally? When's that going to happen?
What do you mean finally?
Like they ain't done it yet. You got all the TikTokers up in D.C. holding up the signs and crying because that's how they make money.
Yeah.
And then we threaten to take it away and don't do it.
Yeah, just give all the privacy away.
Just funnel it all to China. Like, it's okay if they start an Americanized version of it from a different company.
If they sell it.
Keep all your information here. Yeah,
dude, so Kevin O'Leary is making a bid on it, wanting to buy TikTok.
Really?
Mr. Wonderful.
He got that kind of money?
I think he would get a group of people to do it. But, yeah, he wants to do it because he's like, man, their tech is so much better than the platforms that America, but I want to buy it and reassure it more because their shopping platform on there is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's touch, like, oh, look at that shirt she's wearing. The video, pop up, pay in.
Yeah.
You get it 2 days.
I've seen YouTube doing that. A lot of musicians, when you watch music videos, they'll have like merch links right below. Just click right on the shirt. And if anything through Google, you probably just buy it instantly right there.
Yeah.
Same way.
Good impulses.
But Google ripped that off from TikTok, though, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's in the news because he had surgery last Monday.
Neighbor.
Yes.
That's what they said, neighbor.
He got a pacemaker put in him at the age of 70.
I almost got John Cena put in his chair.
I got to play it.
What, neighbor?
Wigwam. Peacemaker thing.
Wigwam's good.
Because we're not going to get the show anytime soon.
No.
Oh.
I might go watch it a third time.
It's worth it.
He said I should have cut you when you were born.
Man, remember, dad. I saw the dad. I saw it's
Robert Patrick.
Yeah, I saw him in the hotel, and I was like, God, I want to go bug him right now, but I don't want to bug
him. He's cool with people. I've always heard.
Man, I wouldn't be able to resist with Robert Patrick. I love Robert Patrick.
Yeah, man, you're in Reacher and everything else I watch.
But Arn Anderson was there, and Lex Luger and all of them. I was like, ah.
You met them before.
That was the first time I'd ever met Lex.
Was it?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You talked to him about his brother, you know. His brother's Fielder. Used to be in Nine Inch Nails. I forget his name.
Robert Patrick.
Yeah, Robert. No, his brother.
Richard yeah. Patrick. That's, I'm
lead main, singer of Fielder.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Formerly of Nine, backup band for Nine Inch Nails. That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
So Arnold previously had open heart surgery in 1997 to have his pulmonary and aortic valves replaced. He's got a bicuspid aortic valve, and he had to have replacement surgery in 2018, 2020, and now he's done it again. He's going to start working again, filming, shooting FUBAR season 2 next month.
He must have had AFib.
I don't know. Are you noticing? Obviously, he's not, young and spry. But there, I know two people that I'm friendly with, that are in one's late 20s, another one early 30s, have had strokes.
Oh no,
I've never in my life heard about. And then we heard of someone who had a heart attack in the past recently that was also very young.
Mm-hmm.
You just only hear, you never heard that stuff.
Yeah, blood pressure is important. You always have to have.
Get a wonder, yeah. Is it the stress that's causing that?
A stress hereditary. You can have a stroke at any age.
Yeah, a lot of it's genetic. A lot of it's environmental.
Yeah. Very odd.
There's a bunch of things that can cause it.
Mm-hmm. I just never heard of that prior to to that. Maybe I did, and just like,
So the best advice, if you're not feeling good, you're feeling slower, you should always get that checked out.
What if you look like Sloth? Should you go to the doctor?
Yes.
Then?
From the Goonies?
Definitely.
It's the only one I know.
John Matusak?
He was dropped on his head a lot as a kid.
He's gotten to mention like every day for 3 weeks in a row. We ain't going a day without talking about Sloth and John Matusak in particular.
And he's got that card. I love it.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
Oh, he's not.
No. No, he and Al Zeta both gone. Wow.
Well, does he have a famous grand child like Babe Ruth we can talk to? Like some son of Sloth.
Sean Matusak.
Book me for an interview.
The son of Sloth.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think you're a better parent than your own parent?
No comment.
I do a lot better with dogs than my parents did with dogs.
Well.
I do better with dogs than I did with people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think that they're currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. So 73% say that they think they do a better job than their parents. And 88% say that their parenting style is different than what their own parents did. Maybe you're learning as you go, but you're not going to do what your parents did to you.
Different time of parenting, though. This age, we as parents have access to information that the previous didn't, or Facebook groups, My daughter uses Facebook groups for, learning parenting stuff.
Yeah.
It really does.
There are a lot of Facebook groups, man.
Yeah.
There's more to them than just memes, apparently.
Who knew?
There's so many things that are taken into consideration now, like being present with your kid. Listening to them, and 80% of the millennial parents claim that they're always trying to prioritize their kids over work.
Well, there's a big phrase you heard your parents use that you might not use as a parent was, well, that's how I was raised. That's how I'm.
Yeah.
Doing.
See, I fight that in a sense. I'm like, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Or if it was bad, then why would you repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Also, being open about mental health. Your own parents might have just said, buck up. Don't be a baby. Don't be, 80% of millennial parents think that discussion about mental health and emotional well-being are important to a kid's well-being.
Especially if they bring it up.
Absolutely. You don't. Yeah. Great point.
I'm sad. I don't feel good. 98% are willing to talk to their kids about mental health, and 2/3 say that their own parents never did.
It wasn't a thing then, though.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, they would offer the counseling at school, or if school said you might need some extra counseling, they wouldn't talk to you about it. They just assumed that that's what you were going to do, like go to it.
Yeah, they only talked to about that, and I'm not making any jokes here. It was when we'd go to the beach, and I'd say, can we go the old way? Because the old way, you'd have to go through Columbia.
Right by that McDonald's on Bull Street.
Right by the Insane Asylum on Bull Street.
And I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, always wanting to stop at the McDonald's because I wanted a Filet-O-Fish on the way to the beach. I was going to the beach, need to eat fish.
Smell like patchouli on Bull Street.
My great-grandma died there in Insane Asylum.
Oh. I thought you were in the McDonald's.
Had, they think she had. She died at the McDonald's.
They think she had what?
She basically had Alzheimer's, but back then they didn't
know that it can be early onset.
She was putting things in odd places and the whole thing, and it was, my mom was a child, so that's how long ago that was.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a while ago.
Well, some factors could make you better parents, like where we get our advice. 24% have gotten parenting advice from social media, but other than that, it really hasn't changed. And, you know, I guess you can get your advice from other family members, parents, friends, and books on how to raise a child.
What to expect when you're expecting.
And gentle parenting, lastly, is a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parents setting demands and rules. Like, that's the way we did it.
Yeah.
That's the way I did it when I was a kid.
But you got to kind of see your parents' point of view from then, because it was the Wild West with stuff.
Yeah.
Things that were allowed and said and done.
Children should be seen, never heard. I'll give you something to complain about.
Hey. By the way, John Matusak, I did not know this. He passed away 4 years after Goonies.
Oh, man. I thought it'd been a while.
He passed away at the age of 38. Overdose of Darvocet and cocaine found in the system.
Mm. That's a shame.
Unbelievable.
That should have been. That's the end of the phrase. Goonies never die unless they do cocaine.
Unless they do coke and Darvocet.
Mm. Well, speedball.
Yeah.
Lars
Hart.
That sounds fun though.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
It's how you die.
That's how he died, and he was an all-pro athlete. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So to get that extra edge.
Yeah. all right, we will take a break. We'll say, hey, famous people born today on March the 26th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it, right after this. Good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com Studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on March the 26th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
You sucked it yourself.
Keira Knightley's 39 today. I had to bump her. We got fun.
Manny Fresh. Baby. Slim. Lil Wayne.
Man.
Is it Juvenile?
It is Juvenile.
Juvie the Great. Was this the good one?
Is it Juvenile Guerrero?
I didn't get the back that thing up. I just got the edited version of the regular.
I thought you were going to play Mama Got Ass.
I thought he was going to flip it on us here, and it was going to be Ty Dolla $ign.
I don't really know who that is.
Ty Dolla $ign?
I've seen the name, but I don't really know who he is. I mean, I just know he's a rapper with Ty Dolla $ign's name.
Got
it. Oh, I will say Juvenile is...
Want to do a trick, yeah, on...
44.
43.
You're on 49 today.
Oh, wow.
49. For
not quite the juvenile now.
No.
Well, I ain't going to say that.
We'll change. Oh, man, I didn't want to hear you talk about it. There you go.
Buddy of mine got in a fight with Juvenile at a Waffle House.
Real Juvenile?
Yeah, when he was here.
Over what? God.
Yep.
Sloppy, slimy egg?
Yeah. It was a little misheard disagreement. You like Kenny from Chesney?
No. Kenny Chesney's birthday today.
With respect, suck it.
I'm going to say 53.
60.
56 now.
I don't rock with Kenny Chesney.
No problem. Boobs, yeah, boobs. I heard you got them.
You know, he squalled when Jimmy Buffett died. I did too. That's why I know. Peanuts?
No. This is Miles Davis.
Peanuts.
It sounds like a little interlude when Charlie's looking for Snoopy.
This is Miles Davis, not Vince Guaraldi.
Oh.
You got to kick the football, Chuck.
But both are jazz, Matt, man. Both are jazz.
Yeah?
Yep.
I got to go in the damn house.
When you say jazz, I think of Neil Diamond or Carl Malone.
Well, you think of one more. You'll be right.
You're such a prick,
John
Charles.
Stockton? You're freaking kidding. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who do you play college for?
Gonzaga.
Yep.
John Stockton's birthday today.
Wow, that's so wild.
Greatest point guard in the NBA history.
I don't know why that makes me feel so good.
It wasn't Jeff Hornacek, by God.
It wasn't Greg Ostertag. Others.
It wasn't Andre Kirilenko or Matt Harpering.
Cotton Fitzsimmons.
What Brian Russell Jordan pushed off of.
Oh, nice.
I did push off.
It's a rookie in 88. How long ago was that? That was a while ago.
A while ago.
I'm going to say 62.
We go 60.
63.
He is 62 today, Matt, man.
Dang it. Look at you. Stockton to Malone.
This face right here is like what I won spelling bee that time. Look at me.
You ever Stockton walking around during the Olympics and nobody knew who he was?
Whoa, come on. He's a short white guy at the Olympics.
It is somebody wearing the shirt and he pointed him out. That's me.
That's crazy.
Because he was videoing.
That's me on the Dream Team shirt. Jennifer Warren, birthday?
No. Jennifer, though.
Don Swayze.
Jennifer Gray.
Oh, I was going to say giggles.
Matt Man's winning the Matt Man match game today.
63.
Matthew Broderick almost broke her back.
64.
Unable to dance anymore.
65.
She is 64, Paige.
Nice.
Let's see. Marcus Allen is also 64. He's getting cut.
He dodged a bullet.
Yeah, he did. Big time.
Knife, too.
Oh. Watch out, Jason.
Selena Gomez.
No.
God, did you see her put the black bra on the other day?
No.
She was falling out of it
on
purpose.
It's not her birthday.
Is it a witch?
It's Martin Short's birthday.
Oh.
74.
80.
Marty.
76.
He is 74 today. Fatboy got one.
He's great on this show, man.
He's good in a lot of things.
What show is it?
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh.
He's done some terrible stuff, but when he's great, he's great. When he ain't great, he's awful.
Oof. I didn't like Jiminy Glick that much.
That was terrible. That was the bad
I
stuff.
Never understood what that was. Was he dabbing and dancing around? I don't know what that was.
It was like Fat Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It did look
funny.
Like him. Here's some music.
Oh, you're talking about Jiminy Glick. I'm talking about the one where he would.
Yeah, I can't think of the name
I don't
right
know what
now.
The bit was.
It was not funny.
His hair was slicked up at a point and even.
Alfalfa hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that was called.
Give me a bouncy C. Ken Berry.
No.
Alan Kayser.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yes, Vicki Lawrence's birthday today.
Oh, man.
I'm not playing this game anymore because I'm thinking it's going to be the obscure, but it's not.
He goes back and forth
I
with
do.
It.
I do. Also stars Dorothy Lyman.
And?
A lot of them.
The rest of them are dead, right?
Room Clanahan was Aunt Fran.
Is Beverly Archer still with us?
I don't know.
Eddie White was on there.
Mm-hmm.
It still comes on every day.
You know, she does Comic-Cons now and dresses as Mama.
That's great.
It's like Sting with the face paint on.
She's a funny woman, man. I love
That's
Big
great
Lawrence.
That she owns it, you know.
79.
75?
80.
Vicki Lawrence is 75 today. Fat Boy's on a hot streak here.
Where'd she go drink? Favorite bar?
Lobo Lounge.
Well, it's Bigger Jigger.
All right. It's
somebody who needs love.
Is it just Steven Tyler's birthday?
Yeah, it's just him.
Okay.
Steven.
I love this era where all their songs were the exact same six-minute-long song. Because Adam Sandler did that awesome SNL bit called Crying Amazing Crazy. Just blasted them. It was funny as hell.
Where did you start off?
They had all the, like this one and Crying and Amazing and Crazy. They're all the same song.
Yeah.
That farewell tour is never going to happen.
I'm going to say whatever Paige says. She's always good at the music.
Are we going on order? No.
Yeah.
Plus,
they can't get Brad Whitford to do
75.
It. 78?
75.
76 now.
Ah. Oh, do it. Do the tour.
We'll do one more here.
Never got to see him.
Dog without a bone. Dinah Ross.
Yeah. See, I had so many today that it's just the obvious is all you get.
Oh, it's not Lil' Kim.
There's a bunch. Remember this from Jackie Brown?
No.
At the house in Compton?
God, Max Cherry.
De Niro getting the show?
84.
85? She said you want a blank?
86.
Yeah. She's 80 today. Okay. And offended by all of them.
Sorry, Diana.
I mean, you got to think how old she was when Supreme started.
Yeah. Today would have been Alan Arkin, Jimmy Kahn, Leonard Nimoy's birthdays, too.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
That's a who's who of heavenly birthdays.
Yeah, it is. That's all we got.
That's Adam's daddy.
Oh, we should just go out on this.
Can if you want to.
We're switching oldies.
Baby nuts.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would be fun. We'll play some Skeeter Davis coming up.
We should do that on April Fool's Day. And not tell anybody. Ah, damn it.
I know.
All right. April Fool's Day is a weekend this year, right?
Nope.
No, it's old.
It's a Monday, right?
Oh. Yeah,
next Monday.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you to everyone listening today that has listened, that called in, that texted, especially the texters. Not especially the texters, but the texters.
The texters as well.
As well. That's right. You can get today's podcast by texting the word Diana Ross. Or excuse me.
Turn it off. It was an accident.
Texting the word
you
podcast. You've had a D on the end. To 72341. And
hang
we
on.
Will send it to you. You can get the
Yeah, I got to get you. Yeah, I didn't mean to turn it off. That's nice, dude.
He knows I hate doing it dry.
Come on.
Tomorrow, Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery. It's down to two. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
It's down to two different ones. I'd love to tell you which one that it's going to be. And it's not because I'm just trying to figure it out. The thing this morning in Baltimore kind of changed my tune on one that I was going to do.
Okay.
So probably not going to do that. It just in show a little respect.
That's good.
It has nothing to do with that, but it has something to do with the other
stuff. I get you. That's good.
Do the other. But also tomorrow, hoping that she can come on. Somebody took great exception to something that was said on the show yesterday.
Oh.
And she would like to come on and say her piece. It's the best way to say it.
Okay.
And that's what the great thing about the phones and everything is. You take the exception, you can call in and wage your exception.
Yeah, we'd love to have it.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Don't you? Better be good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. It is good.
Two in a row.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.